The biggest honor went to National Cancer Institute Dr. Steven Rosenberg. He was named Federal Employee of the Year for more than four decades of work developing immunotherapies. Those are treatments that stimulate the body's natural defenses to fight cancer. One of his patients, a preschool teacher named Shay Burney, thanked him personally.
About 6 years ago, I was diagnosed with stage one melanoma. Very shortly after that, I had two lumps on my back, and it was I went to the doctor, and they scanned my body, and I was to find out that when the doctor walked in, his head was low, and I had cancer all over my lungs, liver, and in my lymph nodes. And I asked him, I don't know why I asked him this. I said, "How long do I have to live?" And he said, "You have 10 months or less." But shortly after that, he called me and he said, "Don't give up hope. There's this amazing man who is doing this innovative therapy, this immunotherapy, and he said, you may have a chance to be part of that." And shortly after that, it was amazing. I was swooped into NIH, and it felt like hope. And I'll tell you now, I am completely cancer-free. So thank you very much, Dr. Rosenberg.
Rosenberg had some thanks of his own to give to his colleagues, to his wife, but first he had news for his boss, NIH Director Francis Collins.
I have to admit, Dr. Collins, that I have a secret that I have kept from you all of these years, and I'm going to reveal it now for the first time. You really don't have to pay me. I would have done it for free.
That was a theme repeated by other award winners, including molecular biologist Yun-Sun Lilihoi of the Agriculture Research Service.
I can also work for no pay. And my husband will be sitting there and not happy.
Lilihoi won the Career Achievement Medal for her work on poultry. It's led to farmers using fewer antibiotics on chickens. Others received medals for not a lifetime of work, but being at the right place and doing the right thing at a singular moment in time. A year ago, the Ebola virus ravaged West Africa. Liberia's ambassador to the United States, Jeremiah Sulente, recalled the devastation.
About a year ago, I was referred to as the Ebola ambassador in Washington, D.C. Tonight, I come to stand in the shadow of the 4.5 million Liberians. Tonight, I stand in the memories of the 4,808 Liberians that died. I bring you greetings from the over 3,000 orphans in Liberia as a result of Ebola.
As fear of the disease spread throughout the world, thousands of U.S. government workers flew to Liberia to help.
Due to the outpouring support from the United States and the international community, coupled with the leadership of our government and the resilience of the Liberian people, Liberia was declared Ebola-free early 2015. Tonight, we have come on behalf of President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, the people of Liberia, to thank USAID, and the thousands of personnel from the United States government who helped end the Ebola crisis in Liberia and help communities to begin to recover. Two words from the Liberian people. Thank you, thank you, and thank you.
At the center of that American response was the U.S. Agency for International Development's Disaster Response Team. The head of the team, Mia Beers, was introduced by National Security Advisor Susan Rice.
Mia and her team exemplify the best of America's public servants. Fiercely competent and dedicated to their work. People who believe that America is a force for good in the world, that we can make a difference, no matter how overwhelming the odds. When Mia left to travel to West Africa, she told her 3-year-old son, Sebastian, "Mommy's going to save lives." And on behalf of President Obama and everyone in this administration, we are so glad she and her team did.
I often say that I have the best job in the world, and I know that my colleagues agree.
Mia Beers.
So my colleagues at the USAID Office of U.S. Foreign Disaster Assistance and I have the opportunity to save lives, alleviate suffering, and really embody America's compassion overseas. So we love our job, and the fact that we're also recognized, that's just icing on the cake.
The Partnership for Public Service has given these awards out for years to draw attention to ordinary civil servants doing extraordinary work. For the first time, the Sammys included a People's Choice Award, chosen by voters on Facebook. NIH Director Francis Collins presented the winners.
And the award, based on those 10,000 votes, goes to Jean-Claude Zenclusen, Carolyn Hutter, and the Cancer Genome Atlas team. Come on up, JC and Carolyn. JC is from the National Cancer Institute, and Carolyn is from the National Human Genome Research Institute. Together, they lead dedicated teams of federal employees and contractors and more than 150 researchers working at dozens of institutions, both here and in other countries. This 9-year initiative is the first comprehensive effort to create a detailed catalog of the changes in DNA associated with 33 types of cancer. It provides scientists with critical information that has led to important discoveries and increasingly life-saving treatments. It has surpassed its original goal, completing the collection of nearly 11,500 cancer genome analyses. This has been called, in fact, the first Google map of cancer, allowing researchers to understand the similarities and the complexities among cancers and the breadth of genetic mutations that drive good cells to go bad and become a malignant cancer. Scientists believe that the identification of these genetic changes will lead to new ways to prevent, diagnose, and treat many different types of cancer. In fact, that's already happening. So JC and Carolyn, and the whole Cancer Genome Atlas team that you're standing in for, congratulations. Thank you for doing this important and life-saving work. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. I mean, it's definitely an honor both to be the first recipients of the People's Choice Sammys Award and also just to have been nominated. JC and I are up here standing, as Francis said, for what's been a fantastic team of very truly dedicated federal employees and contractors, both past and present, as well as researchers around the world who've really made the Cancer Genome Atlas project possible.
The biggest point I want to make is that such a project could never have been done outside the sphere of the federal government. The reason this doesn't happen outside the federal government is because the amount of investment necessary, the amount of effort necessary, and the remote possibility of profit makes it absolutely impossible for a for-profit institution to do it. So if it wasn't for your money, the taxpayer money, we would not have been able to do this. And I hope that the members down Pennsylvania Avenue understand that we need to have support in a steady way, because these projects would not have happened otherwise. And now I can get down from my soapbox and thank everybody that voted for us. Thank you, Mom. Thank you, Caroline's mom. Thank you, my mother-in-law. We have big families. But seriously, thank you all for the nomination, and thank you all that voted for us.